Welcome to North Valley Friends Devotional Podcast for October 12th, 2020. Today we're looking at Psalm 65 from the CEV through the lens of celebrating. Our God, you deserve praise in Zion, where we keep our promises to you. Everyone will come to you because you answer prayer. Our terrible sins get us down, but you forgive us. You bless your chosen ones, and you invite them to live near you in your temple. We will enjoy your house, the sacred temple. Our God, you save us, and your fearsome deeds answer our prayers for justice. You give hope to people everywhere on earth, even those across the sea. You are strong, and your mighty power put the mountains in place. You silence the roaring waves and the noisy shouts of the nations. People far away marvel at your fearsome deeds, and all who live under the sun celebrate and sing because of you. You take care of the earth and send rain to help the soil grow all kinds of crops. Your rivers never run dry, and you prepare the earth to produce much grain. You water all of its fields and level the lumpy ground. You send showers of rain to soften the soil and help the plants sprout. Wherever your footsteps touch the earth, a rich harvest is gathered. Desert pastures blossom, and mountains celebrate. Meadows are filled with sheep and goats. Valleys overflow with grain and echo with joyful songs. From Howard R. Macy's Rhythms of the Inner Life. The habit of thankfulness is not simply another device for keeping a, quote, positive mental attitude. Even though it does lift our spirits, the point is not to trick ourselves into cheerfulness, but to recognize the reality that God's generous kindness is always near us. When we bog down in habits of petty complaint and routine gloominess, by our actions we deny the goodness of God. When we praise God's goodness, we are always right. How much better to rejoice in such love than grump our way through life, pretending that it is not so. As we've journeyed through the different movements of our hearts and spirits, we have perhaps found consolation in the freedom to be honest with God. Recognizing that the Psalms, the prayer book of Scripture, gives us permission to doubt and be angry, to share our fear and disillusionment, is freeing to a more holistic and authentic relationship with God. That said, it's important to not succumb to the temptation of allowing the only movement of our hearts to be lament and frustration. If we are not seeing the goodness of God, if we are not finding ourselves moved to praise and celebration, we are missing out on what God is doing. We are built to praise, to be thankful, to be dependent on God's goodness. We often take the provision of God for granted. We wake up and the world is still sustained and we barely notice. The rains come, the crops grow, the sun sets beautifully, there's air to breathe, and we assume that's all as it should be. As people who live with scientific knowledge, it's easy for us to dismiss all of this as the normal function of the world. But understanding the how doesn't explain the why. Scripture is clear. All of this happens because God sustains it, and God sustains us. Our praise and thanksgiving, our celebration of life and God's goodness, is central to our right posture before God. Just as our lament places us in humility and dependence, so does praise. Praise has a way of reminding us that God is bigger, has a broader perspective, and is in control in ways that we are not. Praise is trust, and a conscious reminder that we are sustained by God, and that we are thankful for that. We celebrate God's goodness and provision, beauty and care, not because God needs us to, but because we need to. We need to remind ourselves of God's great love and care for us, and our ability to rest in God forever. To paraphrase the Westminster Catechism, our chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy God forever. Too often we want God to be our problem solver or to act as the final judge on the injustice we see, rather than simply enjoying God's love and provision. Certainly God will be at work for justice and supplying our needs, but learning to celebrate God's unending love and care is at the heart of what it means to be God's people. Some questions for today. Where have you noticed the goodness of God? How are you called to celebrate that today? Are there songs or art or other experiences that draw you to celebrate God? How might you intentionally make space to enter into those things today?